Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on the program once again is Hovey Smith, who at age 75 says that he has finally figured out what he is. He's a guy who was driven to innovative thought. He has BS and MS degrees in geology, was an exploration geologist in Alaska and elsewhere for decades, a decorated combat engineer officer, outdoorsman, author of 18 books, has published more than 650 YouTube videos, had his own podcast radio show, Hovey's Outdoor Adventures. His newest venture is in the business promotion and entrepreneurship area, during which he researched and founded his own new business, Hovey's Knives of China. He's used this experience to help solidify his ideas and publish them in his new book, Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business. The booklet is designed to help others discover which of their passions has the potential for not only being a successful business, but one that has sufficient money-making potential to accomplish their life goals. The book's available at Amazon. And back with us on the program is Hovey Smith. Hovey, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us today.
Well, glad to be back.
We've got a lot to cover. The past show, we talked about taking that passion, starting your own business. You'll find that on YouTube, at iTunes. You can go to thisweekinamerica.us and link on to the past show to get that information. His book is available at Amazon, as I mentioned. Today, we're talking about something many of us have dreamed about, trying to get away from the rat race, get away from the city, go out where things are a little bit slower, you could enjoy life a little bit more. And Hovey, you've actually done that, and you talk about this, planning to get out of the city. What are some of the things to do, rather than just dream about it, if we want to start planning? What's the first step that we need to take as we're trying to get away from the urban setting and get out where we're going to live in nature for a while?
Well, first off, you need to realize and think about what your available resources are. Many people, when they cash out of retirement, or they sell their city property, this is perhaps the largest single sum of money they've seen in their entire lives in one bundle. And the temptation is to invest to see how much property you can buy.
Yes.
Well, that's the absolutely wrong approach. It is far better, if you're going to make an investment of any sort in property or real estate, is the rule of thirds, and it's simple enough. You take a third of the money that you think you can safely spend on real estate and still leave you enough to do something with, by the way, and put that on your property. That's one cost. Then you take the second third for immediate and necessary improvements. That's the second cost. And the third and final third, you reserve for those things that drop absolutely out of the blue and plastic. And those are going to come. I don't care what your property is, whether it's a house, whether it's a 40,000-acre ranch in Texas or whatever. If you're a ball player and you've all of a sudden got both the millions to do something with. I've been buying some of these guys, by the way. And then you have something that you can take care of the contingencies, and there will always be some.
And this information is available at Hovey's website, Hovey's Knives of China blog.co. Information there. You can log on and get all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So once you figure out the finances, you've got your money, you've got all of that set up. What do we do at that point to try to have some money come in? How do we go about finding something that will fill the time and will provide some extra income?
Yeah. The what do I do question.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
So you're retired. Now, well, the quickest way to croak after retirement is to set yourself somewhere and say, I'm not going to do anything.
Exactly, yes.
Well, the useful rate after that is about 5 years. I don't care what time, what age you happen to be when you retire. The easiest way to croak in a hurry is to sit back and do nothing. So, you need to do several things. First off, you need to do something to keep you intellectually involved. You've made some money. What did you do? Is some of that applicable to retirement? Maybe you want to do something else entirely. Maybe you want to fiddle around with repairing small machines for your neighbors. There's always a market for people who want to do that. And it's local, and no one will take it away from you. Then, there are many other possibilities that you can do on the intellectual vein. But you need to keep both your intellect stimulating as well as physically stimulating. Now, I have 200 acres here in central Georgia, and these are hunting lands, and I maintain them. I chop wood. I carry stuff. I have a knife-making business. I mowed 4 acres of lawn yesterday. So, yeah, I train my dogs. You do a lot of physical stuff, and this just keeps you active and fit.
And you mentioned the knives that you have. It's Hovey's Knives of China. The website is hoveysknivesofchinablog.co. This is where you decided this is a new business venture, as I mentioned in the beginning. This is an area that you had expertise. You're an outdoorsman. You spent a number of years understanding the business of knives and what people were looking for. We can take that information, that outline that you followed, and do something similar ourselves, something that we have passion for. One thing that's interesting is how people try to make a life when the partner is gone. So often it's like, wow, I've just lost my motivation. I really don't know what I'm going to do. How do you go about regrouping and going on from that point?
Well, that's a task. Now, the obvious thing for many people is to seek another partner. Well, my wife, my late wife, Tressa, was the love of my life. And she had pancreatic cancer, and it's typical with that disease. She lingered for about a year and then ultimately died. Well, that wasn't all bad. We had a chance to say our goodbyes and all of this kind of good stuff. She died in her house, in her bed, in my arms, just as she wished. And that's how we handled that. And after that, of course, I was devastated like anyone would be. But I didn't have any real interest in seeking another partner. So what I did was, instead, I've always been stimulated by intellectual activities. And I founded my knife company, Hovey's Knives of China, producing modern knives based on ancient Chinese designs, continued my outdoor writing and this sort of stuff, did a couple of years of radio, and used these sorts of activities to fill my time and also give me something intellectually interesting and challenging to do.
Hovey Smith, our guest on the program, the book that's available at Amazon, Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business. We're talking about how to get away from the urban rat race. You were able to do that, and it sounds like you've got a pretty good life out there outside of the city that you're enjoying in Georgia. Talk about that and mentally what that's done for you, being out of the rat race, yet you are involved in the stimulation of conducting a business, but you're just doing it from the location that you want to be in.
Yes, that's exactly right. I have my R&D development facility right beside my house. All I have to do to go to work is walk out the back door. I have interesting things happening. Last week, a wild hog wandered in my backyard. My dogs cornered it. I shot it, whooped it, ate it, cooked it, whole 9 yards, right there, all by myself. In striking out on some of these new business things, you really need to go through it carefully and pick out something that's interesting. It's going to have some risk. If it has no risk, there's no challenge there. It's not worth doing. But these will return rewards in unexpected ways. With my Hobie's Knives, I've introduced to a whole new circle of friends. I go to national and international exhibits with my knives. I'll be up in New York in October, for example. And it gives you a chance to get out, circulate around your known acquaintances, and expose yourself to some different stuff.
You know, you talk about try something. There's an element of risk no matter what you do. A truism, as you're talking about how to get away from the urban rat race, you say if you should not succeed at something, no big deal. Try your hand at something else. So often we limit ourselves out of that fear of failure, and you're saying people fail all the time. You just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and you go on another adventure.
Indeed. Well, I have a saying, a truism, really. That life is not a graded exercise. It's not. You go out there and you do your thing, and you will stumble around some. That's fine. But usually, if you persist, it'll turn out halfway decent.
You know, talk about the...
Now, some of the things that I... go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you stopped there. Go ahead. Finish up that thought because it's an interesting one because everybody is afraid of failing. It's like if you failed, pretty much that's the end of the line, and you have encouraging words. You've been there. You've done that. You've regrouped, and you've gone on to be very successful in other areas. Finish up the thought on fear and how to get over that.
Well, one of the things I did as a young writer was... when I was coming up, and I was just out of the military at the time, and I was a young journalist, and I was making next to nothing writing for a newspaper, the AIDS epidemic struck. But at that time, I did not know anybody who had AIDS, and I certainly didn't have AIDS, but I had the world's experts coming to me in Atlanta, Georgia, not 90 miles from where I sat. And so I went and listened as a journalist. And I published four of the first books ever published on AIDS. Now, I don't have a medical background. I'm not a doctor. I'm a professional geologist. But I do have scientific training. I was able to pick up the jargon, to learn the terms, to meet the people. And so I did some really groundbreaking work in these early years of the AIDS epidemic in getting the word out to the common man who did not have access then to the internet. It was not near as plentiful or abundant as it is now.
Right.
And so that was a real asset. However, I wrote myself into poverty. I made no money on that venture. So then I started doing other things, and I wrote other books, and those also made little money. But I wound up working again as a professional geologist for a company, a kaolin company, China clay used in porcelain and paper coating. Here in my own town, and then got into some consulting work, and from time to time has made as much as $60,000 a week. So, yeah, you roll with the punches, and you pick your plums, and you've got them.
Yeah, it's so, and all this information is available, ideas for new businesses, finding your ideas for starting your million or billion-dollar business. Hovey Smith, that's Hovey, our guest in the program. The website, and we're using the reference point, the knives, that is his new business venture, Hovey's Knives of China blog.co. By the way, if you've got some ideas you'd like to bounce off Hovey and talk with him, he's available for consultation, and you can get a hold of him by going to the website or contact him through our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Things that you've gone through, and we've got a few minutes left in the program. You talk about social media to involve yourself with others who share your interest, and that's a great international marketplace that's very affordable. Talk about the power of the internet, the power of, in this case, YouTube. I mentioned all the hundreds of YouTube videos. Your market is waiting for you out there if you have a good message, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the thing about YouTube videos is that they can be done with very, very simple equipment. I use a simple video camera, a still camera, a small voice recorder. And with this, I can put together a very sophisticated video. And I've done videos for Nissan. I've done them for Hello Bing. I've done them for David Pietersoli in Italy. I've covered conferences. One result of my videos was getting me twice invited, paid for by the People's Government of China, as a speaker to an international conference. So this is just from doing YouTube videos. If you have a product to sell, if you are a creative person, or if you have a service to offer, by all means, use YouTube videos. Learn how to do it. And perhaps your kid can teach you. Or certainly stand behind the camera.
Well, that's always interesting to go to the younger people.
Well, by all means, if you don't have the skills, go to people who do.
Exactly.
But there is no reason...
No, you're going to say there's no reason not to take advantage of that, right? I mean, it's there. The cost is right. The equipment, because of technology now, we've got, it used to be you needed thousands of dollars worth of equipment. Now you don't need to do that. If you go to Hovey's website and you just Google Hovey, you will see some of the videos that he's done, some of the many, 650 of those, over, I think it's 3 million views now and counting. You also talk about mentoring younger people, and we'll wrap up the program in talking about that, because from a number of areas, it's good. You mentioned you can get knowledge from them, so it's a two-way street. But I get the impression, I mentioned before, that you've got the consulting that you do for people with ideas. Mentoring younger people, does that keep you young as well?
Well, yes, it does. I've seldom met anyone I could not teach something to or learn something from.
Yes.
When you do human interchange, if you do it right, it's a two-way street. You both give and take. And it goes both ways. There's nothing that sort of goes off worse than you taking a younger person and setting him down and saying, you do this and this and this and this, and I don't want to hear nothing else. I guarantee you that'll turn him off quicker than anything else I could think of. But if you find out what his interests are, what his skills are, even those he may not know he has yet, and then you can really help him along his life path to find something that he can really do and be excited about to actually make him some real income. Because I'm hearing a lot of people who are interested in the outdoor field like I am, but unfortunately, the jobs in environmental fields, particularly anything having to do with wildlife, are very few. They're very competitive, and they pay very little. Oftentimes, the internships are no pay at all, and you work like a slave, and a lot of it except being involved in the outfit.
Well, Hovey Smith, our guest on the program, great information about mentoring young people. And you'll find Hovey's book, Ideas for New Businesses, Finding Ideas for Starting Your Million or Billion Dollar Business. It's available at Amazon, wherever you purchase online books. You'll find that there. The blog site, the website we're talking about specifically, is Hovey's Knives of China blog.co, and Hovey is H-O-V-E-Y-S. You can link on to all of that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, including seeing Hovey's program where he's talking about how to start your own business and to follow your dream, because it's not only going to be satisfying, it's going to be maybe a necessity coming up with the marketplace changing. Hovey, as always, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for all the information. Great to have you with us once again.
You're quite welcome.
We always look forward to talking to Hovey Smith. That's H-O-V-E-Y. Information at Hovey Knives of China blog.co. And of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You are listening to This Week in America, and we are back right after these messages. Actually, Hovey has our final message for the program.
This episode is brought to you by SIN Incorporated, Synthetic Industrial Non-Nutritives, Inc. At SIN, we take the best of petroleum, coal tar, and agricultural waste byproducts, and we make edibles out of them. And if they have any nutritional value, well, we don't know anything about that one. But you want your red, white, and blue turkey? Yeah! We make you one. And in SIN, it doesn't even need to be refrigerated. No. You just take it out there, and you heat it up a little bit, and you carve, and it comes out in these red, white, and blue stripes. Yeah. So remember, for innovative edibles, think SIN.
And we're back after these less than entertaining messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.